Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday, the 4th of January, 2021.
Happy Monday.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Morgan. Happy New Year, everyone.
Did that sound like the same,
yeah,
Morgan?
It did. Yeah, okay, it was before. It sounded like it was playing through your room and just came through your mic or something.
Oh, interesting.
I just didn't feel the warm embrace of Morgan.
Gotcha.
Like, he's got such a warm voice. Mm-hmm.
Happy I sent that email, Vinny.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. We're all good. We're gonna work this all out.
I like doing that on the air.
Yeah, I know. You know, no one dies in radio. You know, you just well, actually, I mean, I suppose you know, there have been some extreme cases, yep. But for the most part, no one dies on the Sarah and Vinny show. I'll tell you that right now. Come on, we'll work it out. Come on, you guys, we can figure this out. It can happen. All right, our first look at trash, which I'm sort of stalling because my first story is about coronavirus, but, you know, it's got to be gotten to. It's a new year.
Well, it's brought it didn't to you by, go poof.
Yeah, no, it certainly didn't. And in fact, if anything went poof, it's a new strain of the coronavirus. Yeah. Hooray! Oh, my God. No. So anyway, New Year's resolutions, everyone. What do you got? Text it to us. 800-400-3697. We'd love to know what your resolution is for 2021. Did any of you guys make any resolutions? I didn't really make any. I even forgot to put my money out this year.
I know.
Oh, my God. You did?
I know. I'm clearly going to be bankrupt by the end
you
of the
started,
year.
You started a habit I can't break. Me and my kid went out and did that.
Oh.
You know, I was wondering. I didn't hear from you at all. Like, not even usually. You're the one that texts, remember, go bury your money.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't hear from you at all.
You
so clearly you were busy and raging.
No, I wasn't busy or raging. I really just was sitting on the couch most of the time. I'd like forget what day it was. The whole day would be gone. I had my phone on silent.
I shot her a text the following morning. Sarah, you forgot to remind me to put my money out.
I know. So,
damn it.
I have no
Nicole,
idea what this
here's
is.
What, since I was a tiny girl, since I was a wee bairn. We would bury money, or not bury it, hide it in the yard outside before midnight. And then on New Year's Day, you go and find your money and you get it. And it's supposed to bring you good fortune in the new year. And I've been doing it my whole life and things have been going okay. So I've felt like, well, damn, why would I want to jinx that, right?
Yeah.
So then at like 12:01, my kid goes, oh, we didn't put our money out this year. I'm like, oh, no. What have we done?
What have you done?
Well, I don't know. Remains to be seen, I guess. But then
you
I
broke
said,
the chain is what you did.
I know. It's awful. So I'm trying not to look at it. I'm trying to say 2020 was not a year to do that. Like, it was the worst year.
Nice justification.
Just
oh, great. So I now I'm jinxed.
No, you'll be fine.
That.
You'll be fine.
Super.
You'll be fine.
That's just
you
great.
You remembered it on your own. I can't believe it.
What else do I have going on?
I don't know. Well, what else do I have going on? I've been doing it my whole life.
Right. So that's the question. What were you doing?
Nothing. Oh, you know why I think is because we had dinner at our bubble house down the street. So I think that by, when we got home, it just didn't occur to me. You know, it's a right. Bummer.
Busy.
Well, if I'm after this year, I guess.
You'll be fine.
Maybe. We'll see. I guess time will tell. Hi, 2021. Oh, boy. I don't even know what year it is. Anyway, if you've got a resolution, text it to us. So did anyone make a resolution?
I did not.
I'm going to try to get out more. As in.
Oh.
Go for
what?
Runs and stuff. Runs.
No.
Get out and run more.
That's a terrible resolution.
Run.
Getting out more is not good.
Getting out more, run. Just when I can. When Cameron is occupied with somebody else, I'm going to try to get some steps.
Oh, there's my resolution. Get the kid back in daycare. That's my resolution. That's got to happen sometime this year. That cannot continue. It's killing us.
Nicole, did you do one? You're a kid. You still believe in stuff.
To work out more and no more alcohol.
Oh.
What? No more alcohol? Yeah. You've quit drinking.
Yeah, we'll see. Forever. We'll see because my birthday's coming up, so we'll see how long that lasts. So.
Did something happen?
Well, that's encouraging, Sarah.
Just
good job.
To lose weight, you know, just you gotta stop drinking. So that's why.
All right.
Oh, that's a weight loss thing.
Yeah. I was remembering that last year I did that dryuary. It was torture. Yeah. Torture.
Well, you like your weekend drinks.
I do. It's true. Well, the problem was that everyone didn't care that I wasn't, like, you know, I couldn't surround myself with people who weren't also partying. So there I am at the party going, this sucks.
Yeah, why have the party?
I feel like Vinny.
Right.
No wonder he doesn't go to any parties.
Next time you wonder why I'm not at a party with you guys, now you know why. Because
dryuary.
It's not fun. There's no point.
I never did dryuary because my birthday is in January. So we'll see how this goes. I might break it. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just
that's dedication right there.
I'm just sitting the bar low. I'm not trying to really, you know.
Yeah. Or maybe you won't. You know, one of those.
Yeah.
So, people with COVID. We even have a COVID death here. Here we go. 87-year-old Larry King. Listen, Larry King, he was even on the air, like, not even that long ago. I mean, the guy is just a fixture on TV.
Well, he's had nine lives, for sure. When I saw that he had caught it, I went, I can't imagine that he's going to beat this one. I mean, he's had open heart surgeries. He's the guy who used to chain smoke while broadcasting, you know? So, and that doesn't even bring up his, how many failed marriages? 10?
I don't know, but that Shauna, is her name Sean King? Shauna King? Whatever his current wife and sister arrangement thing. I want to say they're still married, but I'm not positive.
He's been married 8 times.
Oh,
yeah, lots of
not
drama.
Not quite 10. Not quite
lots
10,
of sickness in his life, and somehow at 87 still alive. But I don't know if he beats COVID.
He's been hospitalized for over a week. I don't have. Look, they're saying we don't have word on his condition. He's bad enough that he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he's in isolation, unable to receive visitors. That's the scariest part about the whole COVID. You know, people who are dying of COVID are basically, you know, you can't have your family by your bedside. That's it.
No, it's so sad.
I know. So scary, like, to go in and, like, you never see a human without a hazmat suit on again. Larry survived a stroke, underwent heart surgery in 2019. Last year, I don't know if this was his 2020 or if this was 2019 they're talking about. He lost a son to a heart attack and a daughter to lung cancer just weeks apart. So he had a year, and now he's in the hospital.
He outlived his kids.
No doubt. That is so not the way things are supposed to go. God, you don't want that. Lou Gossett Jr. ended up in a Georgia hospital last week with coronavirus. He left. He got freaked out about all the people dying around him in the COVID wing. He's 84 years old, and he was like, I am getting out of here. So he took his COVID on the road.
Great.
Probably called an Uber. Dawn Wells, who played Marianne on Gilligan's Island, she died of COVID last week.
Oh, is that why? I saw her in the news and went, I don't know, and just passed right over it. So she passed away from COVID, huh?
Yeah. She was Marianne on Gilligan's Island. She was 82 years old.
Ginger.
No, Tina Louise was Ginger. She's the only one left still alive.
Tina Louise is the only one still left alive.
Still, right, Ginger.
That's who I saw in the picture. Okay, I don't know.
Oh, they showed Ginger?
They showed Ginger.
Maybe they were saying, here's the lone
survivor.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't even read it. I shouldn't have even commented. Go
on. She's the last remaining castaway. She's 86. Marianne, though, has passed away from COVID at 82. Boy, the 80s and COVID, they don't mix. Brave and sure. For 3 hours more. 3 hours more. Is it magically fixed so in 2021 I can sing along with stuff and be right on time?
Yeah, it sounds perfect. It's crazy. I love
it. Just screwing with me. I see.
No. I'm encouraging you to sing.
Uh-huh. All right. Oh, olden days TV. Back when things were simple. There was only one thing on. Sit down and watch it or leave. And hope that the phone doesn't ring until the commercial's on. Because you're definitely running for the phone. Oh my God, it's the phone! Contact from the outside world!
You can't just pause it or tell them to text you?
Nope. James Corden is, he's got a New Year's resolution and also some money in his pocket from WW. That is their new, that is Weight Watchers' new name, Dub Dub.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
They rebranded, as they say?
WW, that's okay. It. The two W's. But we all know they're still Weight Watchers. He is, I don't know what the deal is worth to him, but he says he's fed up with the way I look. I'm fed up with being unhealthy, and this is the year I'm doing something about it. He yells all the time. Because of that, over Christmas, I've eaten everything in my fridge because in my head, in January, I'm starting this diet. It'll be a success. And as you can see, it hasn't been.
He's fantastic in Trolls. I don't know much about that guy. I know he does the car karaoke thing. Other than that, I never see it. But in Trolls, he's a scene stealer.
Mm. Wonder how he is in Cats.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I wouldn't watch that.
Jason Derulo is the only one who knows. It's crazy. Anyway, he's saying he wants to change the way he lives. He wants to be better for his children and his family. He's going to take this year and work towards getting healthy.
Mm. Good for him.
42 years old. It's just so funny. It's like I always think about, like, he says he knew he was starting January 1st, so he's like, who cares? I'm eating everything.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
eating
typical
everything over Christmas.
Addict behavior,
right?
For sure. That is so. I like as you said
you,
that I
like,
went. That's me chain smoking up to the second I quit. That's me drinking everything I can get into my tummy before I say I'm done. It's just sad. This is such a sad thing to be addicted.
So Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they're a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And not to be outdone, Brian Austin Green has a girl. Well, looks like they're pretty serious. They had a vacation together. Sharna Burgess is her name. I think she's a pro dancer on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
So, you know, those dancer bodies. Woo. So anyway, they shared pictures from the best vacation ever. She's 35. She wrote, first vacation in a long time, best vacation in a lifetime. Heart emoji.
Oh, cute.
Adorable. He posted a similar selfie on the beach. He wrote, aside from my kids, nothing reconnects me to life like the sound of the ocean. He didn't say anything about who he was with.
What? He didn't say, like, oh, my God, the thighs on this lady. She cracked my pelvis like a nut.
No. She is a human nutcracker. No. Earlier in December, she had told Us Weekly that she's in a relationship, although she said it's very new and, you know, it's dating, essentially. No one's calling us a relationship yet, although now I guess we are. So congratulations to Brian Austin Green on, you know, what do they say? Get over somebody by getting under somebody else. Uh-huh. Fantastic.
Well, the bummer for him, I could see, is that she's clearly, his ex-wife clearly really is into this Tom Gunn Kelly guy, whatever he is.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Whatever, yeah. So now he has to be happy as well. Like, that's the rival, you know, press. He needs to be able to say, I'm good too, everyone. It's sad, really.
Well,
sucks.
You know, you got this optics, Vin.
Breakups suck.
They do. There's no question about that. Speaking of breakups, Zoe Kravitz has filed for divorce from Carl Glusman, who she married about a year ago.
Oh.
No kids or anything. Don't worry.
The coronavirus got him.
Like, it seems like it. They've been married 18 months. They made 18 months. She filed for divorce 2 days before Christmas. It's a stressful time, you know. And she over the summer, they posted a happy one-year anniversary picture of their wedding, and I guess it was they got married at Lenny Kravitz's Paris home, and it was like a big ticket invite. You know, everybody wanted to be there. All the big stars were there.
Sure.
And now it's over. Short marriage, no kids. Shouldn't be too difficult, right?
Well, the pandemic has, I mean, if you've lived that jet setting lifestyle and that's you married under that sort of
right.
Here's who we are together. And now you're two people on the couch living a normal, not less boring. Than normal existence, I guess would be the way to word that.
Right.
I'm sure that changed everything.
Well, if there were going to be problems, they were going to rear their ugly heads during the last 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vinny, that's your early trash. What's coming up?
Well, weird. I was looking at the football playoffs. The football season's over, and I don't see the Pats. I'm going to double check, but I don't see them anywhere in there.
Looks like maybe the Browns took their place.
Of all the teams.
They traded off.
Anyway, I'll get you up to date on a bunch of stuff right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.